Phil, thanks for joining me on the show.
Nice to meet you, Amber. Thank you for having me.
So to start off, you might tell us a little bit about Geotab and the work that you do.
Yeah, so Geotab are a global leader in connected vehicle and asset management solutions. So put that into simple terms, basically we take data from vehicles and help companies that have got fleets of vehicles to make better and more informed decisions, streamline operations, and get better efficiencies through their business.
Fantastic. And I know that Geotab recently carried out a survey and it looked at Irish van and lorry drivers and the use of technology and AI maybe. Why did you carry out this research in the first place? Why did you feel it was important?
Yeah, so look, we've been in business 25 years and as you know, technology is always evolving, always changing, and much of the public will know that there's, you know, an increase in dash cams in private vehicles, but also now it's becoming more prevalent in, you know, commercial vehicles. And we thought it was important to, you know, just to get a flavor of the market to understand how, you know, drivers feel about, you know, having a dash cam in and what their perceptions are.
And how many people were surveyed as part of this?
So the whole survey was for 3,500, of which 500 were based here in Ireland. So it was a good number of people in the survey.
It certainly was. And Phil, can you talk us through maybe some of the main findings and what I suppose the results of the survey were?
Yeah, so I mean, I think what we're finding now is that, you know, Irish drivers are, you know, very much on the forward thinking side of things, and you know, the mindset is changing and they're much more open to technology, particularly that protects them and promotes them in a favorable light. We still have, there's an element of, you know, potential sort of gray areas where they might believe, you know, there's implementation might be from a less respected way, but you know, privacy versus, you know, sort of the proactive sort of safer piece is definitely definitely on the rise.
Okay, that's very interesting. And in terms of, I suppose, the use of AI and the use of technology, is it something that van and lorry drivers actually want when they're, I suppose, carrying out their work?
Yeah, so as we said, you know, I think we found like 96% of drivers were concerned about the in-cab piece, but you know, that's down to probably, you know, a lack of understanding, a lack of knowledge, and also, you know, understanding and being transparent with their businesses of why these would be used. I think what was very open here was that 95% of these drivers were willing to overlook these concerns if the footage could prove that they were not at fault in an incident, be it a collision or something, you know, from an incident that would be damaging to them in other ways. So they're quite startling numbers, really.
Yeah, they certainly are. And it's good to see, I suppose, that difference maybe is there, but obviously that some of them are willing to overlook those concerns that they might have had. When it comes to these in-cab cameras then, Phil, would it change the way maybe that these drivers work?
Well, it can do. I mean, our mantra is about, you know, ensuring that these are in to protect your drivers and protect the company's brand, particularly those with the brands on the side of their vans and trucks and so on, you know, and you know, we hear instances both in Ireland and further afield, you know, where the crash for cash scenarios, they'll slam brakes on and you go into the back of them and it's your word against people who get out of the vehicle in front. You know, the technology is there and available and it's there to protect. And like I say, it's what we're trying to do is give, you know, a wider, greater educational piece to commercial fleets in particular to let them understand how this can support their drivers and give them, you know, a quicker resolution where there is a dispute in such a tragic case.
Yeah. And when we speak about the concerns that they have, I know 41% of them were worried that road-facing footage might be used out of context maybe, and it might fail to show the full picture of an event. Would that be a likely scenario or would that not be possible with these type of cameras, or does it depend on the situation itself maybe?
Yeah, a lot of this depends on the situation, and the key with all of this is, you know, is from the business itself, is being transparent with the drivers about what you're recording, what it will be used in, making sure driver policies are correct, making sure vehicle policies are correct, HR policies are aligned, making sure all of those things are there. This isn't a magic wand. This isn't something that you just put in and, yeah, hey presto, it solves all of our problems. It has to be done right with the processes from a business point of view to understand what their objective is. The objective is to protect the driver, not to you know, give negative feedback on driver if something's wrong. So again, it's part of the transparency and part of the onboarding process and discussions and education and knowledge. And we're here to help and support that.
It certainly is. And would it be a lot for the employer itself then, I suppose, in terms of, you mentioned HR, I suppose, there, and making sure that the proper policies and procedures are in place. Would there be a lot of additional work for the employer side of things if they were to install these in-cab cameras?
Not really, no. This technology has been around for a good number of years, and you know, it's far more advanced now than it was, you know, 10 years ago when it sort of first started populating into fleets. And you'll find that majority of vehicles now have some kind of, you've heard of the word connected vehicle terms around, you know, a lot of them already have some kind of systems in place, maybe not cameras, but it's just adding that extra dimension. Like with anything, you have to progress with time, and technology is there to make things better, not to make things worse. And it's all about having the right mindset, change management processes. This isn't like, you know, a big stick come down and change everything today. One step at a time, engagement, process, education, understand with the drivers what you're going to record and why. And also, you've then got the additional feature with regards to things like, you know, insurance claims, collision issues and so on, where you can, you know, dismiss things much quicker, which supports the drivers and gives them a much stronger peace of mind that the company is actually supporting them rather than trying to criticize them.
Absolutely, it certainly does. And in terms of the installation of these cameras then, I suppose, and having them in the cabs with the drivers, would there need to be maybe more education or training for the drivers if it was to be implemented?
Well, we always advocate, you know, the more people know, and the two things we say, your data is king. We're very much about data, making sure we've got the right data, but knowledge is key. You know, making sure you know what to do with this stuff. You know, it's goes into the wrong hands, you know, it's not good. And this is all part of our, you know, our educational piece and making sure that companies understand, you know, what's available and supporting them with processes that they can help make their business more streamlined. And ensuring that, you know, ultimately we've got safer roads and also we've got, you know, protection for the drivers who are on those roads.
Certainly. And just before we finish up, Phil, in terms of, I suppose, technology, I suppose we can see, you know, it's coming into all different aspects of business and work and employment. And as you said, there are lots of opportunities as well that it does bring. But it seems like from the findings of this survey that the drivers that you surveyed, that they were quite forward thinking. And I can imagine that that's very important as we look to the future in these types of roles and in all types of roles, I suppose, really, that they're willing to look to the future and to think about the impacts that it might have and be proactive to change.
Absolutely, 100%. And you know, that this is the thing. If we stay the same, we'll never progress. We'll never get better. No. If we think about, you know, vehicles, you know, we think about phones, we think about use of computers, we think about all of the things that we do and what we did maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and so on. You know, we're constantly having to change. The key with the dash cam piece isn't about, you know, catching drivers out. It's about supporting the drivers in the event that something happens and you can support them fully. And, you know, that is the overall, you know, defining factor. The fact that 95% of the drivers would overlook any concerns if it was supporting them. It stands for itself if deployed correctly, which we will support with.
Absolutely. No, that's great to hear. Well, Phil, it's been lovely to have you on the show. And thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me this evening.
Really appreciate it, Amber. Thank you very much.